Today is my pleasure to be able to preach and share with you with Pastor Luke. Let us begin with a word of prayer. Gracious Lord, we ask that you use the words of our mouth, the meditations of our hearts to reach down and touch us this day. Guide us through your word that we all may hear your message for us. In your name we pray. Amen. Listen to God's word from Mark. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up to the high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared with them Elijah with Moses, who was talking to Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us build three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what to say, for they were terrified. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud came a voice, "This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him." Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, he ordered them to tell no one about what they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. James and John and Peter were going up the mountain expecting to do what they've always done. This was like no other day. It was just an ordinary day to hear and learn from Jesus. It's what they expected until they got to the top of the mountain and Jesus suddenly was transfigured. He was glowing white, and I say glowing because the text says he was light from the inside out, as if he was a glow stick of some sort. And then appeared to them before them Elijah, who had been taken up in a cloud many years ago, and Moses, who had died many, many, many years ago. And before them were these three people, holy before them. And so Peter says what is very logical to do. We must have a place for these people to live and dwell. We must have a place that we can come back and worship again and again, a place of remembrance. But Jesus said no. So often in our lives, we want to do the logical and right thing. And yet, if that's all we thought about, if that's all we saw in this passage, we would be missing the entire point of what Jesus is trying to teach the people. This is the first time Jesus is noticed by God, spoken before other people, proclaimed as God's own. As the Messiah, this is that moment. So often, it would be easy for us to say the logical. And we know a lot of logical things about Haiti. We've heard a lot in the news about the struggles that the people in Haiti have gone through since the earthquake. We read about protests and government issues and struggles that they've had. And yet, it'd be the same kind of thing. If we only saw those moments, we wouldn't really know what it was like to be in Haiti, to be with the people. 3 weeks ago was my first experience in Haiti, visiting with Pastor Luke and our team. And what you discover when you go to Haiti, just like the people on that mountain, is that when you see Jesus transfigured, you really learn to see Jesus in a different kind of way. And when you go to see the people in Haiti, you experience the people and you really see what Jesus is all about. So the first day when we got there, Pastor Luke took us up to the mountain and we looked down over the city of Port-au-Prince. And we could see how the city had changed over the years since the earthquake. And then after packing up a lot of hygiene kits that you guys helped provide, the next day we got up and went to worship. And worship in Haiti is not quite the same as worship here, is it, Pastor Luke?
Not really.
Tell us what happens on a Sunday morning.
On Sunday morning, do people really come expecting to really feel, you know, the presence of Jesus in their life? So as, you know, they come and worship, and in the singing, you know, we can sing a song, you know, repeating it until they feel they are touching the presence of God in their lives.
So when you show up for worship, you feel the presence of God touching you.
Yes.
As if God has reached down in their life and touched them.
Exactly.
It's an important part of coming to worship.
That's the main thing, coming to give God the glory. Because you remember, as you know, Uzziah come to the temple, he said, "Holy, holy is the Lord of hosts." So the presence of God.
We too come to worship in order to feel the presence of God.
Yes, we do.
To be renewed during times of struggle
exactly.
and hardship.
Yes.
And that's what's so particularly special about this place, is that there are thousands of people who come. Mm-hmm. And you have four different churches, right?
Yes.
So in Port-au-Prince, how many people come to worship?
About 1,200 come on Sundays.
1,200 people come to worship on Sunday. Yes. And then in Toman, how many people
in
come to worship?
In Toman, we have about 250.
250 people come to worship in mm-hmm. Toman. And what about in Laogan?
In Laogan is about 150.
150 in mm-hmm. Laogan. And then in LaSalle?
In LaSalle, as is this 2 years church, we just opened it. We're about, you know, 70 to 75. That's without counting children.
So they have 75 in their newest church in LaSalle, which has only been open for 2 or 3 years.
2 years.
And none of that includes the children. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of children. And when we were in LaSalle, how many kids did you say were in Sunday in church?
In the school, 138 children.
There's 138 children. But Jan and I handed out way more than 138 bars of soap. There was so many cute little kids. They were learning and growing. So each of Pastor Luke's churches also has a school connected to it. And they have teachers that teach the children through sixth grade, right?
Port-au-Prince is preschool to sixth grade. And the other three is preschool to fourth grade.
So in Port-au-Prince, it's preschool to sixth grade, and mm-hmm. the other ones, it's preschool to fourth grade.
Yes.
So one of the interesting things about worship in Haiti that's different than ours is the way people pray. And here, we sit quietly, and we have the prayer of confession and the pastoral prayer, and we all fold our hands and quietly pray and nod. And then we have that time of silence when we all pray quietly to ourselves in our heads. That's not quite what happens in Haiti. Tell us what happens in Haiti in prayer.
Even though we may select one person to do the prayer, but everybody commune, you know, with God by themselves, you know, they talk to God, you know, in all together. And in that time, you know, they feel they are not left over, so they participate, you know, in talking to God.
So in Haiti, when it comes to the time of prayer, you see people standing up and talking, you see people sitting down, you see people bending down on the pew with their hands folded, with their elbows on the pew, singing loudly, talking, yelling, whispering, and it is very loud. And let me tell you, it looks very odd to have a group of 7 Presbyterians sitting quietly with our hands folded and heads bowed with all these 1,000 people yelling and talking and singing, because to them, it's about talking to God, and they want God to hear them speaking. And so they do it in their own way. Whether there's one person leading or not, everybody's prayer is heard.
Participate.
The other thing that's very different is the music. So tell us what it's like. Tell us about your music.
Okay. When we, the song leader always come with a song and announce in the songbook what this song they're going to sing. And they will take, about 35 minutes in worship, singing, and lift up their voice out loud. And everybody have their songbook also. So they're really giving themselves, They are not looking at their watch.
So
they are really enthusiastic, the enthusiasm to really sing and give the glory.
So there we sing two songs, right, Brent? There they sing 35 minutes of songs.
Of song.
And why do they sing 35 minutes? Why do they sing so long?
It's because they need to really feel, putting the song in their spirit. And then as they do, and that's the time also feeling themselves with the presence of God.
So they need to feel that they're in the presence of God,
yes.
And they need to experience that God is there. And it
takes
35 minutes for them to feel like God has met them in this place.
Yes.
What do you think, Brent? Next Sunday, 35 minutes? Will you sing for us?
Yes, I can sing one verse in the Precious Lord in Creole.
Okay.
Cher Seigneur, qu'un bébé, aidez-moi. Reste ferme, moins bouqué, fatigué, tellement dans l'orage, dans fait noir, clairé haut là devant. Qu'aimbe mes cher Seigneur, fais-me rêver. Cher Seigneur, qu'aimbe mes aide-moi, reste ferme, moins bouqué. Fatigué tellement dans l'orage, dans fait noir, clairé haut là devant, qu'aimé mes cher Seigneur.
That needs an amen.
Amen.
You can be seated.
The beauty of being in Haiti is that you feel the presence of God meet you right where you are. 3.5 hours later, God has reached down and touched us. And here, as we gather in worship, that's what happens for us too. Just a little shorter. We come here to this place in order to meet God, to feel God's presence with us, to to have God reach down and touch us so that whatever struggle we're going through and whatever challenge we have in our life, God is there. One of the most beautiful experiences, wherever we were, whether it was in the medical clinic or visiting the children in the schools or talking with parents, we would say, how are you going to get through this? How are you going to handle not having a job? Mm-hmm. How will you handle the fact that you don't have medical care? How will you help your children learn? And their answer always was, I'll ask God. For them, it was easy to say, I'll ask God, without any ifs, ands, or buts, or any explanations about how God might help them. That's why we come to worship. That's why it's so important for the people in Port-au-Prince to have their church, so that they can come there to meet God and be reminded, just like us every day, that we are God's beloved people, and He is with us every day. Can we pray together? God of grace, thank you for calling us your beloved, for meeting us here in this place, for touching us and reaching down and meeting us in this place, just like you did with Peter, James, and John, proclaiming that they belong to you, that you have sent your Son. Thank you for our friends in Haiti. Thank you for their witness. Thank you for Pastor Luke. And guide us this day and every day so that we are touched by seeing your presence. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.